Good morning, everyone, and thank you for waiting. Welcome to the first quarter of 2021 conference call of Banco ABC Brasil. With us here today, we have Mr. Sérgio Lulia, CEO, Mr. Sérgio Borejo, Executive Vice President and CFO, and Mr. Ricardo Moura, Investor Relations Director. This event is being recorded, and all participants will be in a listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After Banco ABC Brasil's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. This event is also being broadcast live via webcast and may be accessed through Banco ABC Brasil website at www.abcbrasil.com.br/ir, where the presentation is also available. Participants may view the slides in any order they wish. The replay will be available shortly after the event is concluded. Those following the presentation via the webcast may post their questions on our website. They will be answered by the IR team after the conference is finished. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are based on the beliefs and assumptions of Banco ABC Brasil management and on information currently available to the company. They involve risks and uncertainties because they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors and analysts should understand that conditions related to macroeconomic conditions, industry, and other factors could also cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I'll turn the conference over to Mr. Sérgio. Please, Mr. Sérgio, you may begin the presentation.
Good morning, and thank you for joining our conference call for the first quarter of 2021. Starting with slide two, we present the financial highlights of the period. The net income reached 122.4 million reais in the first quarter of 2021, an increase of 15.5% over the previous quarter and 51.1% over the same period of 2020, confirming the continuation of the normalization process of the bank's performance after the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. The return on average equity was 11.3% annual basis in the first quarter of 2021, 130 basis points up versus the previous quarter and 330 basis points up in comparison to the same period of 2020. The net interest income reached 315.9 million reais in the first quarter of 2021, with an expansion of all its lines in the quarter, presenting a 5.4% increase over the fourth quarter of 2020 and 23.7% over the first quarter 2020. The highlight was the financial margin with clients, which totaled 216.7 million reais, the seventh consecutive quarter-over-quarter growth and the fourth quarter to surpass the 200 million reais mark. The expanded provision expenses, which includes the provision for loans, corporate securities, guarantees issued, and assets not for own use, as well as credit recovery, was 49.3 million reais in the quarter, a decrease of 48.9% over the previous quarter and 16.5% over the same period of 2020, demonstrating a clear inflection of trends in relation to previous quarters. In slide three, we present the highlights of the periods. The bank continues to focus on expanding its client base, mainly in the middle market segment, with a quarterly addition of 150 total clients, out of which 35 with credit exposure. These figures already consider the new client segmentation introduced in January of 2021 with the following segments: corporate and investment banking, formerly large corporate, includes companies with annual gross sales above 4 billion reais. The corporate segment with gross annual sales between 300 million and 4 billion reais, and the middle market segment with annual gross sales between 30 million and 300 million reais. The new segmentation aims to better serve similar groups of clients with specific needs and characteristics. Moving to slide four, we can see the first quarter earnings evolution in an annual comparison. The recurring net income reached 122.4 million reais in the first quarter of 2021, an increase of 51.1% compared to the 81 million reais presented in the first quarter 2020, explained mainly by the increase in financial margin with clients and with market, and the increase in service revenues, partially offset by the increased income tax on social contribution as a result of the higher profitability, and a decrease in the shareholders' equity remunerated at CDI following the fall in the basic interest rate. In slide five, we present the evolution of the expanded credit portfolio. The expanded credit portfolio grew 3.2% in the quarter and 14.1% in 12 months. The middle market segment presented an increase of 4.9% versus the fourth quarter of 2020 and an increase of 163% in 12 months. The segment accounted for 10.2% of the loan portfolio and 6.3% of the expanded credit portfolio. The increase in the gradual relevance of the middle market segment within the bank's expanded credit portfolio contributes to the fragmentation of its client base, risk diversification, and maintenance of the spread. The corporate segment presented a 1.3% increase versus the previous quarter and 6.7% in 12 months. Finally, the CIB presented an expanded credit portfolio growth of 5.5% in the quarter and 14.3% in 12 months. In slide six, we present some highlights of each segment. The middle market segment increased the total client base by 146 in the quarter and by 619 in the year, an increase of 2.1 times in 12 months, reaching almost 1,200 customers. At the same time, the average exposure per client was nearly stable at 2.8 million reais. The middle market portfolio ended the quarter with an average of 449 days. The corporate segment ended the first quarter of 2021 with 1,291 clients. Of these, 996 had credit exposure, resulting in an average exposure of 17.1 million reais per client. The corporate portfolio ended the quarter with an average term of 430 days. Finally, the CIB segment, the bank ended the first quarter of 2021 with 315 clients, of which 190 had credit exposure, resulting in an average exposure of 68 million reais per client. The CIB portfolio ended the quarter with an average term of 346 days. In slide seven, we present the sector segmentation of our expanded credit portfolio. First, our expanded credit portfolio continues to show a high sector diversification and larger exposure to sectors, in our view, with a more defensive profile, including agribusiness, such as grains, agriculture and livestock, infrastructure, energy generation and transmission, among others. In addition, the sector breakdown was similar to the previous quarter. In slide eight, we present some indicators that reflect the quality of the credit portfolio. In the first graph, we present the loans overdue more than 90 days. As we can see, the index ended March accounting for 0.3% of the portfolio, a 0.2 percentage point decrease versus the previous quarter, still substantially below the historical average, closer to 1%. In the second graph, we can observe that that was another quarter with a low level of NPL formation. Up to now, with the information that we have available, I've just been highlighting that overall market conditions have been quite dynamic, The performance of the NPL formation continues to show a well-behaved delinquency levels. In slide 9, first graph, we can see that by the end of the first quarter, loan and loss reserves to classified loans reached 2.9%, an increase of 0.1 percentage point in relation to the previous quarter, mainly due to the constitution of additional provision of 38.5 million reais related to the middle market segment, in order to adjust reserve levels to the evolution of the profile of this specific segment, more focused on smaller clients when compared to the other segments the bank has. In the bottom graph, we present the coverage ratio. The continued building of credit reserves combined with the decrease in past due loans to levels significantly below the historical average resulted in a material increase in the loan portfolio coverage ratio, reaching 1,156%. In slide 10, we present the evolution of the balance of renegotiated credits. The balance of renegotiated credits moved from 212.2 to 244.1 million reais, an increase of 15%, equivalent to 1.1% of the classified loan portfolio, below the historical average. The volume of deferred credit transactions with the impact of COVID-19 pandemic was reduced by 243 million reais, closing the quarter at 554 million reais, 797 million in the previous quarter, equivalent to 2.6% of the loan portfolio. In slide 11, we show the evolution of the expanded provision expense and their main components. Loan loss provision expenses reached 34.4 million reais in the quarter, already including the additional provision related to the middle market segment, a decrease of 4.3% in relation to the previous quarter, and a decrease of 43.4% when compared to the same period of 2020. The cost of credit was equivalent to 0.6% of the classified loan portfolio, a decrease of 0.1 percentage point over the previous quarter. Provision for the valuation of securities reached 20.4 million reais in the quarter, a decrease of 57.7% versus the previous quarter, and of 32% in relation to the first quarter 2020. The expanded provision expenses, which includes loan loss provision as well as provision for the valuation of securities, provision for guarantees issued, and provision of assets not for own use, in addition to credit recovery, reached 49.3 million reais, equivalent to 0.6% of the expanded portfolio, compared to 1.1% in the previous quarter and 2.8% in the same quarter of 2020. Important to mention here that those figures already include approximately 45 million reais in credit reversions provisions in the quarter. In slide 12, we present the evolution of the funding. By the end of March, the funding balance reached 37.8 billion reais, an increase of 5.7% in the quarter and of 10.9% in 12 months. The liquidity position closed the first quarter around 11 billion reais, equivalent to more than two times the shareholders' equity of the bank, and more than 40% of its loan and corporate securities portfolios combined. Regarding ESG, specifically on the funding side, in September of 2020, the bank issued a 525 million reais social bond with IDB, focusing on the middle market segment and on healthcare companies. Although the initial commitment considered reaching pre-agreed disbursement volumes in up to 2 years, the bank was able to achieve eligible transactions targets in only 3 months. This shows the strong capability of the origination platform and reinforces the partnership with the IDB on the support of social initiatives. In July 13th, we present the evolution of the shareholders' equity and Basel ratio. The bank ended March 2021 with a reference equity of 5.4 billion reais and a shareholders' equity of 4.4 billion reais. The quarter experienced a decrease of 91 basis points in the Basel ratio and 65 in the core equity tier 1 ratio, mainly driven by the increase in the expanded credit portfolio and by a net redemption of level 2 subordinate debt securities, while partially offset by the appropriation of the result of the period. It's worth mentioning that the recapitalization of 62.5 million reais related to the second half of 2020 proceeds, recently approved by Brazilian Central Bank, shall result in a pro forma increase of 18 basis points in the Basel index, reaching 16.12%. In slide 14, we present the evolution of net interest income. The net interest income reached 315.9 million reais in the first quarter of 2021, an increase of 5.4% compared to the previous quarter and 23.7% compared to the same period of 2020. The financial margin with market reached 82 million reais in the first quarter of 2021, an increase of 19.4% compared to the previous quarter and 78.2% in relation to the same period of 2020. This performance resulted from an increased market volatility on interest rates and currency positions. The income from shareholders' equity remunerated at CDI was 17.3 million reais in the first quarter of 2021, 8.2% up from the previous quarter and 51.3% down from the same period of 2020, in line with base interest rates behavior. The net interest income continues with the lowest contribution from the shareholders' equity remunerated at CDI of its history. As a result, the annualized net interest margin, NIM, reached 3.2% in the first quarter of 2021, stable compared to the previous quarter and 0.2% up compared to the same period of 2020. In slide 15, we present the evolution of margin and spreads with clients. The financial margin with clients reached 216.7 million reais in the first quarter of 2021, the seventh consecutive quarter with growth, an increase of 0.7% in relation to the previous quarter and 24.6% compared to the same period of 2020. Adjusting margin using the same number of days of the fourth quarter, that would result in additional revenue of 5 million reais. This increase results from an increase in the average volume driven by the expansion of clients and of the credit portfolio, and from an expansion in spreads, more than compensating the effect of fewer days in the quarter. The spread with clients reached 3.5% in the quarter, down 0.2 percentage points when compared to the previous quarter, and 0.2 percentage point up over the same period of 2020. The spread with clients adjusted by provisions ended the quarter at 2.6%, an increase of 0.4 percentage point over the previous quarter and of 0.5 percentage point over the same period of 2020, driven by lower provision expenses. In slide 16, we present the service revenues. The service revenues reached 71.6 million reais in the first quarter of 2021, a decrease of 16.6% in relation to the previous quarter, and an increase of 46.1% in relation to the same quarter of 2020. Looking at each of the components, we have revenues from guarantees issued reached 42.5 million reais in the first quarter of 2021, a decrease of 9.6% from the previous quarter and an increase of 7.3% from the same period of 2020. Capital markets and M&A reached 20.9 million reais in the first quarter of 2021, presenting a decrease of 26.8% over the previous quarter. Compared to the same period of 2020, remembering that was a quarter that this line was especially affected by the effects of the COVID-19, the investment banking revenues increased about 4.8 times. Finally, revenue from banking tariffs reached 8.1 million reais in the quarter, a decrease of 20.5% in relation to the previous quarter, and an increase of 60.2% compared to the same period of 2020, driven by the increase in the number of clients and transactions. In slide 17, we present the change in expenses and the efficiency ratio. The personal expenses, other administrative expenses, and the profit sharing reached 132.8 million reais in the first quarter of 2021. That represents an increase of 3.1% compared to the previous quarter and 3.8% compared to the same period of 2020. This was mainly driven by the increase of 5.7% in personal expenses on a quarterly basis, reflecting the 10% increase in headcount in the period, aiming at supporting the strategy of increasing the number of clients and products, and was partially offset by a 6.6% drop in first quarter of 2021 in other administrative expenses, reflecting cost optimization initiatives. As a result, the efficiency ratio reached 36.2% in the first quarter of 2021, 1.3 percentage points up in relation to the previous quarter, and 7.5 percentage points down in relation to the same period of 2020. And finally, in slide 18, we discuss the bank's profitability. The recurring net profit reached 122.4 million reais in the first quarter of 2021, a 15.5% up compared to the previous quarter and 51.1% up from the same period of 2020. The recurring return on average equity was 11.3% per year in the first quarter of 2021, which represents 130 basis points up versus the previous quarter and 330 basis points up versus the same period of 2020. And finally, we'd like to reaffirm the maintenance of our guidance for 2021 as previously announced in the earnings conference call of the fourth quarter and full year of 2020. These were the highlights we'd like to present. Now, we are available to answer the questions you may have. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by 1. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star 2. Our first question comes from the webcast, and it's from Yuri Fernandes with JP Morgan. He asks, can you please provide details on your marketplace partnership? Are you already originating credit? Thank you.
Hi, Yuri. This is Sergio Lulia. Thanks for your question. We are not originating yet. The initiative is developing well, but we are just finalizing the phase in which the APIs are developed and are tested between the bank and the partner and the marketplace. We expect this phase of the project to be finished until the end of the month, and then in June, by June or July, to start the MVP with some credits being already originated in the platform. What I can say is that we are very positive with this project. We think we could design a very good experience to the clients that will access this platform to get loans, and we think it's going, therefore, to be very successful. But as I said, we will start to test it probably by the middle of next month.
Our next question is too from Yuri Fernandes, and he asks, cost and risk, can you please comment on your expectations for this year? Should we continue to see cost of risks BCB 2682 criteria running around 1%? Thank you.
Hi, Yuri. Yes, I think if you see in the first quarter, there were two things that we, let's say, there were two main impacts that will probably not be the same in the following quarters. And one of them more or less offsets the other. So in one side, we did an additional provision in the middle market, as it was explained during Borrejo's presentation, where we are, you know, providing already for a possible deterioration in the future when the this credit portfolio becomes more mature. But on the other hand, we had exceptionally high recoveries this quarter from credits that we had provisioned in the past and we were able to receive. One amount is very similar to the other. So we made 38 million in additional provision and we had 45 million in recoveries from that credits that we had provided before. Therefore, one offsetting the other, you can assume that looking from now, nothing changed on the economic environment, it's very likely that we have a cost of credit in the coming quarter similar to the one that we have presented.
Okay, thank you. Our next question is from the webcast too and from Antonio Huet with Bank of America. He asks, congratulations on the results and thank you for the opportunity to make a question. Could you please address your coverage ratio? Large corporate NPLs contracted again, boosting coverage to 12 times. Should we expect this coverage to normalize in coming quarters? Thank you.
Thanks for the question. This is Borrejo speaking. As we mentioned in the call, the coverage ratio is a function. In one side you have the provisions, and in the other you have the past due above 90 days. The fact is that the past due above 90 days at 0.3% of the portfolio is very low. It's our history shows that something around 1% is more in line with the behavior of the portfolio. The fact is that the past three or four quarters, the portfolio is showing a very good resilience. It's we work towards to keep that, but it's very hard to maintain. I would say that the most conservative approach would be that we'd have some past due increase in some in the upcoming quarters. Although we don't have anything in watch or anything that is concerned at this moment, but this level is can consider a very low historical level.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you'd like to pose a question by audio, please press star 1. Since there are no more questions, this concludes today's question and answer session. I would like to invite Mr. Sergio to proceed with his closing statements. Please, Mr. Sergio, go ahead.
No, just would like to thank everyone for participating in our conference call regarding the first quarter results. And just wishing to see everyone in the next conference call, and please be safe. Thank you. Bye-bye.
That does conclude the Banco ABC Brasil audio conference for today. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good day. Thank you for using Chorus Call, and you may now disconnect.